This is a podcast from the Canadian Youth Delegation to the UN Climate Change Negotiations. Welcome to the first CYD podcast, coming to you from Cancun, Mexico. The Canadian Youth Delegation has arrived and is already hard at work. During this podcast, you'll hear about the Conference of Youth, an update on what we can expect at these negotiations from Graham Saul of the Climate Action Network, and an excerpt from an interview with Bill McKibben, founder of 350.org.
Today, the 6th annual Conference of Youth concluded. Hundreds of young people from around the world have traveled here for the climate negotiations and participated in a pre-negotiation conference this weekend for youth, by youth. Let's hear what they have to say.
I'm Logish. I'm from Singapore. I came here as part of the Eco Singapore delegation. Basically, we've come here to exchange ideas and bring back success stories and different inspirations from different people. We can apply them back in our home country, and I think it also serves to sort of rejuvenate us and tell us why we're doing this and to make us go on further without burning out.
Hello people, my name is Javier. I am from Mexico City. I am in COI at COP2 for make the difference, you know, for represent the young people life in Mexico, Mexico City. I don't know, for send a clear message to over the call and say, go to 350 parts per million.
Hey, my name's Chelsea, and I'm coming to you from New Zealand, Nueva Zelandia in Spanish. And I'm here because as soon as I found out and realized that policy is way more accessible than I ever thought, I realized we need to get involved and we need to know, because these things are having effects that are transcending more than we understood they ever could.
Mi nombre es Rosario Macias.
My name is Rosario Macias. I'm from Chiapas, Mexico, and I'm here because I believe that all young people from around the world want a real change. We want rapid and truthful action. We have to act quickly.
My name is Vera. I'm from Zambia in Africa. I'm attending this year's COP16 because I've seen that we have to focus more on Article 6, which is, okay, in particular on the non-formal education.
My name is Daniel Buse. I'm from Germany, from Berlin, and I'm here to write about the youth movement, and this is an amazing place to meet lots of young organizers from around the world. That's why I'm here.
So I'm here with Graham Saul, the Executive Director of the Climate Action Network. Thanks for talking with us, Graham.
Thank you.
So we have a couple questions about this COP16. So I guess the first one would be, why is this conference important?
Well, we need to address climate change at a variety of different levels. We need action at a personal and household level. We need people working in communities and municipalities and in their provinces, and we need federal governments to move forward. But we also need to come together as a planet. This is a global issue, and we need to find global solutions to this issue. And the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is where we are right now and where the negotiations happen, is the broadest and most recognized forum for dealing with the question of climate change at a global level. And we need a global solution.
What can we expect from this conference, or what might we expect?
I mean, unfortunately, the reality is there are some countries that are coming here effectively in bad faith or with their hands tied behind their back, and those are sometimes very important countries. So, for instance, Canada's participation in terms of activity at a federal level has been abysmal, and we've been playing a very destructive role within the negotiations in general, and a relatively small group of Republican senators have managed to some degree, tie the hands of the United States in terms of what they can reasonably contribute. And what that means is we need to focus on those areas where we can make progress now. How can we agree on a management plan for forests, especially in industrialized countries, in terms of committing to reducing the rate of deforestation and encouraging sinks? Another key issue that's on the table is governments have made a commitment to provide the least developed countries, those that are least responsible for the problem of climate change and most seriously impacted, provide those countries with finances to help them adapt to the impacts of climate change and adopt clean energy technology.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for your insights. We'll be checking in with you throughout the weeks coming.
Great. Thanks. Good luck.
We'll leave you with a few brief thoughts from a more in-depth interview from Maggie and Amara with Bill McKibben, founder of 350.org. Check out our website, canadianyouthdelegation.wordpress.com, or our podcast on iTunes for the full interview.
One of the things that makes it so hard is it's both a local domestic problem and a global one. And if you can't solve it in both places, it doesn't do any good.
With Bill McKibben, founder of 350.org. Check out our website, CanadianYouthDelegation.wordpress.com, or our podcast on iTunes for the full interview.